This is Hour 2 of Seems Like Old Times. I'm your host, Craig Orndorff. Happy weekend, everybody. Hope it's a great one wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And thanks for coming back for part 2 of the show. And coming up, more money songs. Yeah, it's the weekend before tax day. Gotta get them filed by Tuesday. So we're playing money music today to help us in the grieving process in honor of our shrinking bank account. And we'll continue our countdown of the biggest hits from this weekend in 1942. So let's get back to the sales survey of Billboard magazine from this week, 83 years ago. Here's another version of Somebody Else Is Taking My Place. Back at number 6, it was Benny Goodman and Peggy Lee. And here at number 5, the Russ Morgan Orchestra. It's been 3 years since the wah-wah sound of the Russ Morgan Orchestra has been in the top 10, but he's back now with Somebody Else Is Taking My Place. Song number 5 this week in 1942, that was the Morganaires handling the vocals for the orchestra led by the 37-year-old Russ Morgan out of Scranton, PA. It is April of 1942 on Today Seems Like Old Times, and let's take a look at the war headlines from Europe. Both German and Russian forces are pausing after an extremely difficult winter. The Russians have outrun their supply lines and exhausted their supply store of tanks and guns, but the Germans are aware they can no longer take Moscow with a knockout blow, and they have chosen another alternative. They intend to drive southward as part of a grand pincer movement through the Caucasus to link up with Rommel's Africa Corps, which will solve their oil problems, disable the Russian economy, and menace the Middle East. Helping stymie Hitler along with the weather has been the increasing power of Allied counterblows designed to break up the Nazis' offensive plans. some recent distressing figures for the Axis. 6 German vessels have been sunk in northern waters recently. 1,500 Germans were killed on the Central Front in 2 days. 31 German planes shot down this weekend, with only 13 Soviet planes lost, and 1,500 German planes destroyed in March and the first 2 weeks of April. And with news from France, the CBS Mobile Gas News Service.
Centering the picture of future developments is the French fleet, built to fight Germans, but perhaps doomed to be taken over by them. Pierre Laval, newly installed head at Vichy, has announced he intends active collaboration with Germany. And Admiral Darlaw, defense chief, will issue his first order of the day tomorrow. The atmosphere in France is one of suspense tonight. 30 French hostages were executed at Rouen in reprisal for the recent bombing of a German troop train. A fascist party leader narrowly escaped being bombed to death in Paris last night. How French Navy men would regard serving under German command is still problematical.
Not sure who the announcer was there, but that was CBS out of Chicago and the Mobile Gas News Service. And we head back to the countdown now. Coming in at number 4, Glenn Miller and the orchestra and String of Pearls. After a couple of weeks at number 1, Glenn Miller's String of Pearls is down to number 4. The Jerry Gray arrangement featured Bobby Hackett on trumpet, Tex Beneke and Ernie Caceres on alto sax, and Al Klink on tenor sax. One spot up, another easygoing instrumental. It's the Benny Goodman Band again and Jersey Bounce. Thank you. 33-year-old Benny Goodman's orchestra and the Jersey Bounce. It's at number 3 this week in 1942. It would spend 6 weeks in the runner-up position on the Billboard sales survey, but it would make it to number 1 on a couple of other charts. Well, now it's movie time. Let's see what was up on the big screen here in the spring of 42. First, the shorts. There's the latest from the Stooges, Cactus Makes Perfect, Mo Larry and Curly head west to find gold. With the cartoons, Conrad the Sailor, Daffy Duck creates chaos aboard a battleship for Conrad Cat. And there's the Wabbit Who Came to Supper. Elmer Fudd has willed $3 million, but he can't harm any animals, especially rabbits. So, of course, Bugs Bunny is there to test his fortitude.
This scene ought to get me the Academy Award.
For the main features, and we have a lot of them, there's The Ghost of Frankenstein, Cedric Hardwick, Bela Lugosi, Ralph Bellamy, Dr. Kildare's Victory, Lou Ayres and Lionel Barrymore, Gangbusters has Kent Taylor and Irene Hervey, Sabu stars in Jungle Book, The Remarkable Andrew, Brian Dunleavy plays Andrew Jackson, he's also in A Gentleman After Dark, with Miriam Hopkins and Preston Foster. The war films, They Died With Their Boots On, Errol Flynn and Olivia de Havilland. To the Shores of Tripoli, John Payne, Maureen O'Hara, Randolph Scott. And Captains of the Clouds with James Cagney and Dennis Morgan.
How's that, sir?
Oh, no, it was all right. You did everything according to the rules, which is fine in peacetime. But in a war, it doesn't work out that way. You've got to get on top of your enemy, pick your time and close in and let him have it. You'll develop an instinct for it, and when you get it, use it.
Comedy shows, Rio Rita with Abbott and Costello and Katherine Grayson, My Favorite Blonde, Bob Hope and Madeline Carroll, Woman of the Year, Spencer Tracy and Katherine Hepburn, Blondie's Blessed Event, Penny Singleton and Arthur Lake as the Bumsteads welcome daughter Cookie, The Tuttles of Tahiti with Charles Laughton, To Be or Not to Be with Jack Benny and the late Carol Lombard, who died in a plane crash in January, and a Christmas movie still playing, The Man Who Came to Dinner, with Betty Davis and Monty Woolley.
The trouble is, Mr. Whiteside, that your being in this town comes under the heading of news, so I just gotta get a story.
Ah, pecan butternut fudge.
Oh, my, you mustn't eat candy, Mr. Whiteside. It's very bad for you.
My great-aunt Jennifer ate a whole box of candy every day of her life. She lived to be 102, and when she'd been dead 3 days, she looked better than you do now.
Monty Woolley tormenting Mary Wicks and The Man Who Came to Dinner. And finally, the musicals. There's Always in My Heart, starring Gloria Warren. Warner Brothers was hoping she'd become their Deanna Durbin, but Walter Houston wound up being the star of this show. Songs of the Islands has Betty Grable. Heart of the Rio Grande, Gene Autry. Lots of music in What's Cookin', the Andrews Sisters, Woody Herman. Sunset on the Desert has Roy Rogers. Ship Ahoy, Eleanor Powell, Red Skelton, Burt Lahr, Tommy Dorsey. And Babes on Broadway with Mickey Rooney and Judy Garland. And Judy sang How About You.
A girl meets boy, life can be a joy, but the note they end on will depend on little pleasures they will share. So let us compare. New York in June, how about you? I like a Gershwin tune, how about you? I love a fireside when a storm is due. I like potato chips, moonlight motor trips, how about you? I'm mad about good books, can't get my fill. And Franklin Roosevelt's looks give me a thrill. Holding hands in the movie show when all the lights are low may not be new, but I like it. How about you? Thank you. to dream of fame. Maybe I'll shine. I'd like to see your name right beside mine. I can see we're in harmony. Looks like we both agree on what to do. And I like it. How about you?
It's Judy Garland, How About You, from the motion picture Babes on Broadway. At the cinema this weekend in 1942, and we're listening to the memories on Seems Like Old Times. Today on Seems Like Old Times, we're breaking the bank with our musical theme, Money.
I've got 90,000 pounds in my pajamas. I've got 40,000 French francs in my fridge. I've got lots of lovely lira. Now the Deutsche Mark's getting dearer, and my dollar bills would buy the Brooklyn Bridge. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money. There is nothing quite as beautiful as cash. Some people say it's folly, but I'd rather have the lolly. With money you can make a splash. There is nothing quite as wonderful as money.
Money.
There is nothing like a newly minted pound.
Money.
Everyone must hanker for the butchness of a banker. It's accountancy that wakes the world around. You can keep your Marxist ways, but it's only just a phase. For it's money makes the world go round.
Money.
Don't want no loving, don't want no kissing, don't want no gal to call me honey, don't want my name in the hall of fame, just want a big fat pile of money. Give me that almighty dollar, for that lettuce let me holler. Give me buckets full of ducats, let me walk around and waller in Mazuba. El De Niro, wanna be a millionaire. Give me money. I want that green ammunition. That's the stuff for which I'm wishing. Fill my closets with deposits. I'm a demon in addition. Give me shekels. Give me pesos. Let me see their smiling faces. Give me money. I want to get me a suit that's made out of loot and whistle the wearing of the green. I got that monetary itis. Like to be just like King Midas. I like that golden touch is what I mean. Give me that old double eagle. Want that tender that is legal and financially substantial. Any sum I can inveigle. Want to live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money.
Now that's pretty good, Big Jim. But tell us more, huh?
Yeah. I'm a greenback collector. I'm a paper bill inspector. I'm a savage for that cabbage, man. To me, it's golden nectar. Pour that filthy lucre on me. Spread those loving germs upon me. Give me money. Just let me roll round upon it. Stuff those bank rags in my bonnet. Any kind, just so some president has got his picture on it. Let me feel it. Let me hold it. Let me just sit there and fold it. Give me money. I want a carload of cash. The kind I can stash. A vat full of Vodio dough. You know your banker never lets it matter whereabouts you get it. Have you got it, boy? That's all he wants to know. Yeah. So give me treasure I can measure, cause that's my idea of pleasure. Give me wampum, gelt, or geetus. Let me count it at my leisure. Let me live in regal splendor with that loving legal tender. Give me money. And if they ever plant trees of E. pluribus unum, I want to be the guy they send out to prune them.
I've got good news to shout in your ears. The long-lost dollar has come back to the fold. With silver you can turn your dreams to gold. Oh, we're in the money, we're in the money. We've got a lot of what it takes to get along. We're in the money, the sky is sunny. Oh, man, depression, you are through, you done us wrong. Oh, we never see headline about red line today. And when we see the land landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. Oh, we're in the money. Come on, honey. Let's lend it, spend it, send it rolling around.
Boy, we're in the money. I'll say we're in the money. We got a lot of fun. It takes you to get along. Let's go, we're in the money. Look up, the skies are sunny. Old man, direction, you are through. You've done us wrong. We never see a headline, our red line today. And when we see the landlord, we can look that guy right in the eye. We're in the money. Come on, honey.
We see the endly art full of blade, the eye gay art free and need the eye. We're in the money, oh, I'm on honey. Let's let it, spend it, send it rolling around.
Earlier, we heard Dick Powell from the Gold Diggers of 1937 with Plenty of Money and You. Well, that was Ginger Rogers with an earlier episode from that series, the Gold Diggers of 1933. That was the Gold Diggers song, or We're in the Money. Before that, famous voiceover guy Paul Frees playing the role of Big Jim Buchanan in a 1954 record called Money. And we kicked it off with the Monty Python Gang and the Money Song. Well, you know, some people have money to burn. Others, after tax day, will be more like this.
My bills are all due and the baby needs shoes and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted. I went to my brother to ask for a loan, cause I was busted. I hate to beg like a dog without his bone, but I'm busted. My brother said there ain't a thing I can do. My wife and my kids are all down with the flu. And I was just thinking about calling on you, and I'm busted. Well, I am no thief, but a man can go wrong when he's busted. The food that we canned for last summer is gone, and I'm busted. The fields are all bare, and the cotton won't grow. Me and my family got to pack up and go. But I'll make a living just where I don't know, cause I'm busted. I'm broke. No bread. I mean, like nothing.
Forget it. And what did Casey do for us?
Oh, he sent over the suspenders for you to wear tomorrow.
Suspenders?
Mm-hmm. Isn't tomorrow the day you pay your income tax?
Yes. Why do I need suspenders?
Well, didn't you say that after you pay your tax, you'd be caught with your pants?
Never mind.
Thank you. Valley again, stepping perhaps a bit out of character in singing a song from Americana, a song that has taken its audiences by storm, which may be explained by its theme, which is both poignant and different. Brother, can you spare a dime? They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream, with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we looked swell, full of that Yankee doodle dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Say, don't you remember they called me Al? It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember I'm your pal? Buddy, can you spare a dime?
From 1931, Rudy Valley and his Connecticut Yankees, Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? On Tax Day Woes for George Burns and Gracie Allen in 1943. And it was Ray Charles from 1963, Busted. We're having a cash party today on Seems Like Old Times. You're listening to Seems Like Old Times. I'm Craig Orndorff. Today we've turned the calendar back 83 years to April of 1942. And now let's take a look at sports. And even though America's in war mode, baseball is still operating. And this was the first weekend of the season. President Roosevelt gave baseball the go-ahead to play, saying he thought it would be best for the country to keep baseball going. And he encourages more night games so that war workers may attend. And the first player to enlist was Hank Greenberg. He was followed by Bob Feller. And Lou Boudreau has been named player manager of the Cleveland Indians. He's 24 years, 4 months, and 8 days old, making him the youngest skipper in the 20th century. And speaking of the Indians, Jim Bagby retired 20 in a row on Saturday, hurling the Tribe to a 4-hit shutout over the White Sox. Elsewhere in the NHL, Toronto won the Stanley Cup this weekend, beating Detroit Saturday in Game 7, 3-1, capping a comeback from 3-0 down. In college basketball, Stanford won the NCAA tournament, beating Dartmouth 53-38, while over in the NIT, West Virginia upset heavily favored Long Island, and then in the final nipped Western Kentucky 47-45. And that's a look at sports from this weekend in 1942. And back on the countdown now, we're up to number 2. Helen Forrest sings with the Harry James Orchestra. Thank you.
door. They've asked me out 100 times or more, but all I say is leave me in the gloom, and here I stay within my lonely room, 'cause I don't wanna walk without you, baby. Walk without my arm about you, baby. I thought the day left me behind, I take a stroll and get you right off my mind, but now I find that I don't want to walk without the sun. Or you'll break my heart for me. Cause I don't wanna walk without you. No, sir.
Song number 2 this week in 42, Harry James Orchestra with Helen Forrest, I Don't Want to Walk Without You. It would spend 5 weeks in the runner-up position and never make number 1 on Billboard, but it did hit number 1 elsewhere for the 26-year-old leader Harry James and his girl vocalist, Helen Forrest, who just turned 25. Well, we're going to walk down to the market now and pick up a few items because the weekend is here. Oranges, 2 dozen for 59 cents. 2 pints of strawberries, 33 cents. Coffee is 20 cents a pound. 10 cents for a loaf of bread, 35 cents for a dozen eggs, milk is 15 cents a quart, butter 42 cents a pound, bacon 27 cents a pound, and to cure all our ills, Alka-Seltzer is 49 cents.
Alka-Seltzer can make a big difference in the way you feel when you're troubled with so many of the common ailments that occasionally make life miserable. Now, whether it's a headache, an upset stomach, a touch of acid indigestion, muscular aches and pains, or cold distress that makes you feel miserable and down in the mouth, Alka-Seltzer offers you the kind of relief that can make you feel better in a hurry. And you really welcome the fast relief Alka-Seltzer offers, folks. And because you never know when you want it, in the middle of the night, or first thing when you wake up in the morning, we suggest that you always keep a package of these friendly, dependable, effervescent tablets in your home and at your place of work, handy to help you get back on the happy side of life fast. Ask your druggist for a package or two of Alka-Seltzer tablets without further delay.
Lou Crosby, the announcer there, pitching Alka-Seltzer on the Lum and Abner Show. And we've got a bonus hit for you from this weekend in 42. Here's the new one from Dick Jurgens Orchestra, 1 Dozen Roses.
Put my heart in beside them and send them to the one I love. She'll be glad to receive them, and I know she'll believe them. There's something we've been talking of. There may be orange blossoms later, kind of think that there will. For she's done something to me, and my heart won't keep still. So give me 1 dozen roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love. ¶¶ orange blossoms later, kinda think that there will. For she's done something to me, my heart won't keep still. So give me 1,000 roses, put my heart in beside them, and send them to the one I love.
The Dick Juergens Orchestra featuring Buddy Moreno on the vocals of 1,000 Roses. That's just been released and soon will be a number 3 hit. A record from the springtime of 1942 on today's Seems Like Old Times. We're rounding the turn and heading for home on today's Seems Like Old Times. But before we go, let's take care of some business. The website, oldtimesradio.com. Go there, be sure to check out the program schedule, our list of affiliates, and of course the wildly popular Listen Now section, where you can hear previous programs on demand. If you'd like to get in touch with me, the email address, Craig, C-R-A-I-G, at oldtimesradio.com, and follow Seems Like Old Times on Facebook and Twitter. All right, well, we're up to our last money song of the day, and I always like to close with this one, something a little less superficial and a little more substantial and meaningful. Here's Betty Rhodes, Those Things Money Can't Buy.
To walk and talk with you in the moonlight, to share a kiss for each star in the sky, to know you care, care, care for me only. Those things money can't buy. To have a one-way ticket to heaven, upon the wings of our dreams we can fly. To know I'll never, never be lonely. Those things money can't buy. To have a perfect understanding is worth its weight in gold. But dear, a perfect understanding you can't buy, you know why it ain't so. To have and hold, hold, hold you forever. To know our love, love, love will not die. To hear you whisper, darling, I love you. Those things money can't buy. To walk and talk with you when the moon is shining high in the sky. To heaven, upon the wings of our dreams we can fly. To know I'll never, never be lonely. Those things money can't buy. To have a perfect understanding is worth its weight in gold. But dear, a perfect understanding you can't buy. You know why? You'll know that love is not for sale, so don't try. To have and hold you forever. To know our love will not die. To hear you whisper, darling, I love you. Those are the things money can't buy.
There's Betty Rhodes with the Charles Dant Orchestra from 1947, Those Things Money Can't Buy. As we've had money songs in the showcase today on Seems Like Old Times. And now, we're up to the number one song in the USA from this weekend in 1942. But first, some news headlines, and of course it would have to be the war. We've talked about the European front earlier, now let's go to the Pacific, where every day Japan seems to be winning another victory. Most notably, 2 weeks ago, the capture of the Bataan Peninsula in the Philippines. 78,000 U.S. and Filipino troops are captured. 2,000 escaped to Corregidor, but the rest have begun a 65-mile march under the hot sun from Mariveles to San Fernando with little food or water. It would become known as the Bataan Death March. General Douglas MacArthur had been ordered out of the Philippines by the president in late February, and he's now set up in Australia. But the Japanese have already taken Manila. They've captured Kuala Lumpur and Singapore. And they're attacking Ceylon. And they've invaded Burma, which is the gateway to India. We needed some good news, and we finally got it this weekend. A small force of B-25 Mitchell bombers attacked Tokyo, led by Lieutenant Colonel Jimmy Doolittle.
The United States aircraft carrier Hornet, part of a task force steaming into Japanese waters, is now revealed as the secret base from which American planes first bombed Tokyo. 16 B-25s, twin-motored army bombers, lashed to the Hornet's flight deck. Colonel Doolittle assembles his 80 volunteers before the flight. Not until this moment is their objective revealed. The heart of the island empire. Never before have big loaded bombers been launched in such numbers from a carrier at sea. Doolittle's plane is first down the runway. As the carrier plows through heavy seas, one bomber after another soars from the flight deck. Each bomber sets its course for carefully prearranged military objectives in Japan. A course that will put them over Tokyo at high noon in broad daylight. The Yokosuka Naval Base ablaze. Arms plants, rail yards, and oil refineries smashed by the raiders in Tokyo, Yokohama, Kobe, and Osaka. Then journey's end for the great adventure. Fuel gone, 15 of the planes are wrecked as their crews are forced to bail out over China and Japanese-occupied territory. The Japanese government flatly admits that of 8 uniformed flyers captured, some have been executed. This in flagrant violation of all international law. 64 of the 80 men who took off were rescued, and most of them have returned to duty. In Chongqing, Madam Chiang Kai-shek honored Doolittle and his gallant men for a raid that did much to shake the complacency of the Japanese warlord.
From the Universal Newsreel a few months later, detailing the Doolittle raid on Tokyo, a morale boost for the USA, in the headlines this weekend in 1942. And at the top of the Billboard record sales chart this week, it's the 20th number one hit for the Glenn Miller Orchestra, Moonlight Cocktail.
Jiggers of moonlight and add a star. Four in the blue of a June night and one guitar.
Mix in a couple of dreamers and there you are. Lovers hail the moonlight cocktail.
Now add a couple of flowers, a drop of dew. Stir for a couple of hours till dreams come true.
As to the number of kisses, it's up to you.
Moonlight cocktails need a few. Cool it in the summer breeze. Serve it in the starlight underneath the trees.
Discover tricks like these are sure to make your moonlight cocktail please.
Follow the simple directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing.
Moonlight cocktails
are the thing. Directions and they will bring life of another complexion where you'll be king.
You will awake in the morning and start to sing
moonlight.
The melody for Moonlight Cocktail was an old ragtime number by Lucky Roberts called Ripples of the Nile, but it was so fast and syncopated nobody could play it. So he slowed the tempo and then published it as Moonlight Cocktail. Lyrics were added by Kim Gannon, a New York attorney who became a songwriter at the age of 40, and this was his biggest song to date, although next year he'd write an even more enduring song, I'll Be Home for Christmas. Moonlight Cocktail from the Glenn Miller Orchestra with Ray Eberle and the Modern Airs on the vocals. It spent 10 weeks at number one, including this weekend in 1942. And that's it for this week's show, everybody. We are all out of time. It's been great having you here, and I look forward to you coming back next week. And until we meet again, this is Craig Orndorff, signing off for Seems Like Old Times.